When we talk about Martha Graham and her body of work, it is important to understand that there are multiple versions of Martha Graham, as she created work over the good part of a whole century. She went through different artistic phases and periods, and scholars have divided her choreographic contributions into several phases. The early period, which lasted to around 1934, was an expressionist feminist phase. During this time, her dances dealt with issues of emotional expression. She invoked Christian ideas of the soul in her work. In her early career as a choreographer, Graham was making work about herself, a white woman, and interested in white women as alert and powerful, redefining the notion of the feminine, moving it away from lyrical to powerful and strong. Lamentations, which she made in 1930, is from this period. While you saw part of Lamentations in the previous media introduction to Graham, here is another version danced by Peggy Lindman. Martha Graham had an Americana period in which she was concerned with her country and exploring questions of nationalism. This period of her life is best exemplified in her 1935 work Frontier and her piece Appalachian Spring, which she made during World War II. Appalachian Spring premiered in 1944 and was particularly successful in that the themes and images of the dance evoked were allied with a clear sense of America. As the country was embroiled in fighting a world war, the stakes of which were not divorceable from national identity. There's a story around this work, and it references American pioneers who built a new farmhouse in the 19th century. The dance is organized around characters of a bride, a groom, a pioneer woman, a preacher, and his congregation. Listen to this brief radio story linking Appalachian Spring to America in the context of World War II, and watch an excerpt from the dance. Martha Graham also went through a Greek mythic period in which she drew aesthetic inspiration from Asian dance forms. This period emerged around 1944. In particular, she borrowed the dance walks, crawls, and turns intrinsic to Balinese and Japanese culture. During this phase, she turned Greek mythologies into dances, but more importantly, she restaged these narratives, which have always been told from a male perspective, to center on the point of view of the women characters and their perspectives. For instance, her dance, Clytemnestra, which she choreographed in 1958, is from this period. Clytemnestra recounts the story of the wife of Agamemnon, whose name figures as the title of the dance. Clytemnestra's husband is the ruler of the ancient Greek kingdom of Mycenae. While her husband is away fighting in the Trojan War, Clytemnestra begins an affair with Agamemnon's cousin. Upon the return of her husband from war, Clytemnestra plots the successful murder of her husband. Ultimately, Clytemnestra herself is murdered by the son with whom she begot with Agamemnon. Now, take a look at these excerpts from Graham's reinterpretation of this Greek story, which she emphasizes from the woman's perspective, in this case, from Clytemnestra's point of view.